Registration and the basic principles. Any business, including a charity or its trading subsidiary, that makes taxable supplies in excess of the VAT registration threshold, currently £70,000 per annum, must register for VAT. Taxable supplies are business transactions that are liable to VAT at either the standard rate, reduced rate, or zero rate. If a charity's income from taxable supplies is below the VAT registration threshold, it can still voluntarily register for VAT. But a charity that makes no taxable supplies, either because it has no business activities or because its supplies or income are exempt from VAT, cannot register for VAT. Where a VAT-registered charity makes supplies of goods and services in the course of its business activities, the VAT liability of those supplies is, in general, determined in the normal way as for any other business. There are certain supplies by charities which are zero-rated, and there are certain exempt supplies by charities. A later podcast will consider the VAT reliefs of zero-rating and exemption in more detail. Even if VAT-registered, a charity should not charge VAT on any non-business supplies or income. Once registered, a charity can reclaim VAT incurred on costs. The first stage in determining the amount of VAT, such as a VAT-registered charity can reclaim, is to eliminate all the VAT incurred that relates to its non-business activities. It cannot reclaim any VAT it is charged on costs that directly relate to its non-business activities. It will also not be able to reclaim a proportion of the VAT on its general expenses, for example, telephone and electricity, that relate to these non-business activities. There are various methods which can be used to calculate the recoverable proportion of VAT on costs, and this also will be the subject of a later podcast.